This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators filled Hong Kong's international airport Monday, forcing the cancellation of all flights. On the streets of Hong Kong earlier in the day, enraged protesters blocked roads and defied police orders to disperse after riot officers fired tear gas and non-lethal ammunition at fleeing crowds. Hong Kong's deputy commissioner says he will continue deploying decoy officers against what he refers to as violent protesters.
As long as they are violent protesters, if they are aiming to use deadly force against any other people, we will try our best to do investigation and have them apprehended.
Dozens of injuries were reported. Recent mass shootings in the United States have some Latinos worried about being targets. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The shooting at a Walmart in El Paso and the earlier one in Gilroy, California, killed nearly two dozen Latinos. Now that violence has some Hispanics looking over their shoulders, avoiding speaking Spanish in public, and seeking out escape routes amid fears they could be next. Latinos have taken to social media to describe being on edge, worrying that even standing in line outside of a food truck or wearing a Mexican national soccer team jersey might make them a target. I'm Mike Hempen.
The man suspected of shooting at people inside a Norwegian mosque on Saturday and of killing his stepsister appeared in court on Monday with black eyes and wounds on his face and neck. Police are initially seeking to hold Philip Manthaus in custody for 4 weeks on suspicion of murder and breach of anti-terrorism law. Manthaus' lawyer says his client has not admitted to any crimes. For the latest on all of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The latest round of talks between the Taliban and the United States on a deal to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from Afghanistan has ended. A Taliban spokesman says both sides will now consult with their leadership on the next steps. He made no statements on the outcome of the talks. New Trump administration rules are taking effect today that might make it more difficult for some immigrants to become American citizens. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Federal law already requires immigrants seeking green cards and legal status to prove they will not be a burden to the nation. The new rules kicking in today detail just what could disqualify them. They could deny green cards to those who use Medicaid, food stamps, or other forms of public assistance. Citizenship and immigration officers will weigh those factors along with things like education and income in deciding who gets legal status. It's one of the administration's most aggressive efforts to restrict legal immigration and as part of a push to focus on immigrant skills. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Billionaire and accused child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide while in federal custody leaves more questions than answers. The manner in which he died remains a mystery. But guards on Jeffrey Epstein's unit reportedly were working extreme overtime shifts to make up for staffing shortages the morning of his apparent suicide. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
A person familiar with the operations tells the Associated Press that the Metropolitan Correctional Center's special housing unit was staffed with one guard working a fifth straight day of overtime and another who was working mandatory overtime. The person spoke on condition of anonymity. The lockup remains so short-staffed that the BOP is offering correctional officers a $10,000 bonus to transfer there from other federal lockups. That's along with a so-called recruitment incentive that amounts to 10% of new guards' first-year salaries. I'm Mike Hempen.
South Korean boy band BTS will take their first long holiday in 6 years after a series of global hits. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
They've taken the world by storm, but after 6 years, K-pop boy band BTS say it's time for a break. After a string of global hits, the group are taking their first long holiday, and their managers have asked fans to respect their privacy should they see them in a, quote, chance encounter. BTS has led a wave of Korean pop music. Their international success marked by three number one albums on the Billboard chart in under a year. BTS broke into the US market in 2017, becoming the first Korean group to win a Billboard Music Award.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. For news on the go whenever you want it, please download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.